This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. on Wednesday accused Russia of using state media as part of a bid to influence Americans before the November election. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The government says Moscow remains the main threat to elections, trying to spread misinformation and confuse voters. One case the Justice Department unveiled accuses two employees of a Russian state-funded media organization of secretly funding a Tennessee company and fooling it into publishing Russian propaganda videos. Another involves seizing internet domains Moscow used to create fake websites designed to look like those of major news organizations. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the actions show the lengths to which the Putin government will go to meddle in U.S. affairs. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba on Wednesday submitted his resignation ahead of an expected reshuffling of government leaders. Kuleba gave no reason for stepping down. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky indicated last week that the reshuffle was imminent, with the war poised to enter a critical stage and to mark its 1,000th day in November. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Wednesday Israel will not withdraw its troops from the border area between southern Gaza and Egypt until there is a guarantee it can never be used as a lifeline for the Islamist movement Hamas.
On the ground, day after day, week after week, month after month, that they can actually prevent the recurrence of what happened there before, we're open to consider it.
But Netanyahu also told a news conference in Jerusalem he doesn't see that happening. What's known as the Philadelphia Corridor has become a sticking point in ceasefire talks between Israel and Hamas.